Rabbi, that that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened his heart, his chest for the deen of Islam, فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّي, then he is on a nur, he is on a light from his Rabb, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the qualities of the believers that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala places within their heart. One very important aspect is when this ayah was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then when he subsequently recited this ayah to Sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, the Sahabi, which is known as Afqahun Nas, the greatest jurist of this ummah, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a clarification in this ayah. In other words, what is the meaning of this ayah? Now it was very far-fetched that he would have not understood the words of this ayah, understand the meaning, the implication, and from here we can understand that as great a scholar as he was, he needed clarification from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We may have knowledge of the Arabic language, but not necessarily have knowledge of the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, its meaning and its implication. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, O Abdullah, this nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, this light that Allah speaks about that comes from Allah, means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the person the capacity, the ability to comprehend the hukam of Allah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the capacity, the ability to carry out that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we speak about nur, when we speak about this light, in actual fact it is about the ahkam of Allah, following the ahkam of Allah, understanding the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then some sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the signs of this nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the heart? Are there any signs with regards to it? To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are three signs with regards to it. One is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-inabatu ila daril khulud. One is this, that a person has an inclination, a desire, a fervor towards the everlasting hereafter. We will live in this world. We will have to earn in this world. We'll eat the rosy and the sustenance of this world. We'll even make our ibadat, our namaz, everything on this land, on this earth. But the heart is always inclined towards the hereafter. There is always a fikr, there is always a concern about what will happen after we leave this world. So that is the first sign of that nur. The second sign, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-tajafi anil daril ghurur, that a person becomes disinclined with this world that is a world of deception. In other words, the person realizes that whatever is here is very temporary, and a person becomes disinclined. He may have wealth, he may own this world, he may have property, he may have everything, but it is not something that his heart is attached to, because he realizes that he is going to leave this world and go to another realm, another world. And then the third quality, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالتَّأَهُّبُ لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْرَ نُزُولِهِ, that before the signs of death become apparent upon a person, there is a real and true preparation for maut. That a preparation for maut is this, that one continues to make tawbah, he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person remains in the obedience of Allah, keeps away from the disobedience. If there was any sin, any act of disobedience, the person turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he makes tawbah before all the signs of death, before any form of old age comes, before any form of illnesses come upon a person. That preparation is a continuous preparation. So that is the real nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this ayah, in this ayah. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat again draws the comparison, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that destruction be upon those people whose hearts have become hard for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some of the commentators have added that this nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is the softness of the heart for the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah, because his opposite is the hardness of the heart. A person does not want to remember Allah. When Allah is spoken about, the person is so indifferent about the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those are the people who are in manifest deviation. They have deviated far away from the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.